Right. Day number four. Is it four? TCR day four. We're in Serbia. Sitting in a petrol station on the floor outside with ice creams, Coke, and taking painkillers. We must be on the TCR. And we've reached peak TCR level now. We've gone feral. We're fully in this. We woke up. I woke up under a table. We're in deep. Woke up outside this hotel this morning. It was absolutely disgusting. It felt horrific. And we had to kind of force ourselves onto our bike. Adrian, I heard a new thing recently from Abdullah, the guy that won the Silk Road. And no, not Silk Road, the what did he win? The Trans Am and the Indian Pacific Wheel Race. Yeah. And he says, just put your shoes on. That's like the first, it's like you just have to get your shoes on and then everything else will follow. And that's kind of what it felt like this morning, I thought. Getting out of bed. Well, we've been taking our shoes off at any opportunity because our feet hurt a lot. Anyway, today we're 150 kilometres in, so we've given ourselves a little ice cream and Coke break, which is going to be probably absolutely crucial in allowing us to get the next 50k's done, get to 200, and then we're going to look and see if we can find a hotel for tonight, then try and get another 100 kilometres done. It's largely flat and kind of sort of fairly boring today compared to the drama of yesterday, so it's one of those days to just pick a target and try and get the kilometres done. So we've broken it down into sections. We did 100 kilometres this morning, had some lunch. We're in the middle of a 100 kilometre block now, but we've had to stop halfway through because it's so much harder in the heat of the day. This morning it was nice and cool and we were absolutely ripping along, weren't we? It was great. Now it's got hot and all of the little kind of gripes and niggles and stuff start coming to the surface. Bums are hurting, feet, hands, everything's a lot harder, and it's just, you start just going slower and slower. So we're just recharging. So that's the plan. Nothing much else to report, really. It's kind of just one of those days. We're making our way across Serbia. That's basically the mission. We do kind of...
I'll just see
you. Yeah, it's dangerous, isn't it? We do actually need to get going. So a bit of excitement on today's route for all you routing fans and dot watchers out there. We've realised that our route from this point, which is about 50k west of Nice, NIS, is different to everyone else's route. Not everyone else's route, but probably about 90% of people have gone this kind of northerly route. And we're cutting across west because Dr. Phillipson, the geographical route planning arm of this operation, has been crunching the numbers behind the scenes and has verified that it's not only the shorter route, but it also has the least amount of climbing. And that is ratified by the fact that the guy that is in the lead of the race at the moment, who is called, we can't remember his name, can we? The guy in the lead?
The leader.
Whoever's leading. Race leader is one of the few brave pioneers that decided to choose this route. So if you've been watching our progress today, all three of you, then you'll have, I'm sure, had a keen eye on this exciting development in the race dynamic as we split off from the rest of the pack, forming a one team splinter movement, tearing the race apart, leaving it in tatters. What will probably happen is we'll end up on some horrific gravel tracks, river crossings, and going over mountain passes that we didn't expect to be there. Maybe a few illegal tunnels as well. End up about 50 places further back, but we'll see how it pans out. That's what we're always doing, just seeing how it pans out. I realise that. But it's true. That's as much of a plan as we have. That's a good little Serbian vignette there. We were just at this petrol station, 6-year-old kid turned up on a motorbike and then just no helmet or anything. Literally, was he about 8?
Or a very, very short 9-year-old, I think.
Not yeah, sure. Nothing, no.
Oh, he's coming past again.
Oh, he's coming past. He's just overtaken a car.
So badass.
What a badass little dude. Well, yeah, there you go. That's what it's like here.
Tom Thomas, number 33. It's my first time, and I had a rough day three. Took like 18 punctures, ran out of patches.
18?
I mean, like
what? Like a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I lost count.
Wow.
Because I ran out of patches, ran out of fresh tubes, and I just just got like the patches wouldn't hold, so. I ended up just tying a knot on the tube, like, this morning.
Old school.
So I could get to a bike shop.
No way.
Great fruit. Also crashed yesterday in the descent from the CP2 parkour. It was a left-hand turn, so the bike didn't get messed up. So yeah, I mean, I'm having a blast. Like,
tough time, man.
I love the gravel parkour, because I ride a ride in 25 C tires. I was like crossing my fingers to not puncture, and it actually worked. But then only at the end of the descent back from Besna Kobila, I actually did take a puncture. It held me back for like 2 hours because I just couldn't get it fixed.
Yeah.
I lost so much time. Yeah, it was really like fighting to the frustration. I guess that's the part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've really been through it there. Had quite a lot of bad luck already. Hopefully,
yeah, I mean,
should be out of the way.
I guess I'm getting the full spectrum of what this thing is about.
My name is Stevan Dimitrijević. These two guys, Luka Bojević and Nikola Bogdanović, yeah, they are 13 and 14. I'm ex basketball player from Kraljevo, Serbia, ex motorcycle racer, national champion in my country, and I'm glad to saw you over here in our city and get you in my cafe to get some drink and to relax yourself.
And which city are we in here?
Kraljevo, Serbia.
Great. And you have a cafe, or it's your friend's cafe?
No, it's my own.
Your own
it's
cafe?
It's my own, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to go.
I have seven places like that, something like a betting place.
Uh-huh.
But in my betting places, I have cafes too.
Great, cool. Yeah, so we're going to, just getting some food now, then we're going to head over for a quick drink with these boys. Have a drink with the pros.
Thanks.
So here in the cafe with Stevan, this guy that's just come out, this local cyclist, and he's come out, he just saw us coming past, and as we're going through his town, he has insisted that we go and join him for a few drinks in his cafe that he owns. So he's been training up these two little pro riders. Thank you. And is it done? Yeah. Thank you. He's training up these two little pro riders that are 13 and 14 years old that he introduced. And then he's just brought us to his cafe and bought us a load of drinks. And then he insisted that he wanted to put together a couple of little packs of food for us, so we're all okay and we've got enough food to eat. So we sent the guys off to get all this food in bags, and it's just, and he wouldn't let us pay for any of it. It's just so kind. It's been absolutely amazing, and they're so excited about us being on the TCR. Sorry, funny. So it's just been a brilliant experience, and this is really for us what the TCR is all about, you know. It's all these weird experiences, meeting local people, experiencing their hospitality and culture like this. It's really, really like special thing. So we've now got like bags full of apples and chocolate and coke and stuff to try and stash away somewhere, and we've really like weighed down. Now we've got to ride 45k to the hotel for tonight, but what an experience. It's been amazing. Right, we're having an escort out of the city with these cycling lads. They're leading us out. They've said that they know a shortcut that's going to take 10 kilometers off our route, and they're just mental, aren't they? I don't know what's going on at any point here.
I think the young guy's just done a 300 meter wheelie about 40
still
kilometers an hour.
He's still going
through the central street of this quite large city.
And also, these guys haven't stopped or looked at any traffic the whole time.
He will show you the way.
Okay.
Because I don't have lights on.
Yeah.
And he will show you the way, and good luck. And,
amazing.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you so much, Stefan.
We'll contact you on Instagram.
So you will find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
We will be in contact.
We'll send you a message tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nice. It's amazing.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
you too, man. Yeah.
One friend of mine.
Oh man.
Guys, have a nice trip.
Thank you so much, man. Oh dear. Okay, so we've been escorted out of the town now, where we met the absolutely unbelievably hospitable Serbs, the one guy who had lights led us out of the town until we got to kind of the main road out of town, and then just set us on our way. And we've just been on this big road. Well, it's a normal sized road, but with really heavy traffic, lots of big lorries, and there's not a lot of room, so it's been a very stressful and uncomfortable road to be on. Really fast, we've been going along at sort of between 25 and 28 kilometers an hour. We've been kind of taking shifts on the front of maybe like 10 minutes so the other person can draft behind and have a little rest and a stretch and a drink and stuff, and then we'll swap over, which is one of the ways that pairs have an advantage in this. So we're making use of that, mainly because there's not room for us to ride next to each other even if we wanted to. But that's been working well, so we're making good progress. We've got 20 kilometers to go to get to the town where our hotel is, and we should be there by about 11:15. Check into the hotel. We're loaded up with food, so we don't need to worry about that. We can just have a bit of food, go to bed, and hopefully get quite a bit of sleep tonight, because we're both a bit behind on our sleep. Just to set the scene, it's the road's completely flat, and it's going through lots of little towns. There's some really interesting towns with lots of mad bars and restaurants, with people sitting outside in little kind of conservatories and shelters, and it just looks like everyone's having a really fun time. Like loud and boisterous and fun and a bit mad, a bit loose. It's probably about in the high 20s temperature, I'd have thought. Let's have a quick check. Oh, it says 18 actually, but it's really comfortable. We're both just in our shorts and jerseys, no need for anything else, and there's a slight headwind which has been all day, giving us a nice cooling breeze, which has been crucial today really. So conditions are perfect. Other than the lorries and cars, we've also got the issue of dogs. There's dogs everywhere, mainly guard dogs, and when you ride past, they hear you coming, even if you're not saying anything or freewheeling. They can just hear you straight away, start barking, and sometimes they're behind a fence, sometimes they're loose, and they can run out and start to chase you. We haven't had anything too bad at all tonight, but it's a constant kind of minor stress, because they could come out at you at any second, and Adrian has got, you know, prior form with getting attacked by dogs, so he's particularly sensitive to it. But yeah, you just have to kind of keep going and plow on through, really. Oh, we've just arrived in the hotel in Gornji Milanovic or somewhere like that. It's pretty much spot on our target for today. We're about 10k short. We've done 290 kilometres. And we're actually in a hotel before 11 o'clock at night, which is really good, because it means that we can have a good sleep and be on the road early tomorrow, get a good early start. The hotel is just so good. It's like completely brand new. Everything's brand new, and the hotel staff, the people in the reception, the cycling guys in the last town, just like so nice and hospitable, to the point where it makes you like almost a bit uncomfortable, and like it's just it's too much. It's overwhelming. So our bikes are downstairs in like a dedicated, highly secured CCTV monitored garage. We've got a mini bar, we've got some local beers on the go, and we're going to just tuck into some of our treats that we got given by the cycling dudes, reminisce about an absolutely fantastic day. It's been amazing. I think we've managed to balance out the factors of, you know, racing, getting a lot of mileage covered, feeling like I've done something, and having some weird experiences to savour as well. So, good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.